Morning City Church. This is Harrison, bringing you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. Down by VCU, on Floyd Avenue, beside the Sacred Heart Cathedral, there's this fairly abstract sculpture, and on the base of it is written in Hebrew and in English the word remember. It seems to evoke a maternal figure surrounded by flames, and it's entitled Rachel Weeping for Her Children. It was commissioned by Bishop Walter Sullivan of the Catholic Diocese of Richmond, and it's a tribute to all those who've died in the Holocaust. And it evokes Jeremiah 31, in which it says, "A voice is heard on high, wailing, bitter weeping. Rachel weeps for her children." The idea here is that we are supposed to remember those who were lost in the Holocaust and honor their memory, but also to remember the conditions that led to it, that we might learn from the past to avoid a similar tragedy in the future. The word remember in Hebrew zakar is an important word in the Old Testament. When it's used about God, it's often used to evoke his faithfulness to his covenant promises. In Genesis, when God spares Noah's family from the flood, it says that God remembered Noah. In Exodus, during the lead-up to God delivering the Israelites from Egypt, it says, "And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob." When it's used with regards to mankind, it's usually connected to law-keeping and living up to man's end of the covenant, to living up to their covenantal obligations. After restating the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, God frequently calls on Israel to keep the law in light of how he's treated them in the past. He calls them to remember. He calls them to remember how they were slaves in Egypt and to remember how God brought them out of Egypt and to remember how God led them in the wilderness for 40 years and to remember his faithfulness to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. In today's lectionary reading from Psalm 106, we see a similar usage of the word remember. In verse 4, the psalmist asks God to remember him and to show him favor. But then he goes on to recount the many ways in which God was faithful to Israel despite their sin. In verse 7 to 8, he says, "Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wondrous works. They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love, but rebelled by the sea." It says in verses 13 and 14 that they put God to the test in the desert because they forgot his works of redemption. And then in verses 19 to 21, it says they made a calf, speaking about the golden calf, they made a calf in Horeb and worshiped a metal image. They exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt. What the psalmist is trying to tell us here is that one of the keys to following God faithfully is remembering all the ways that God has been faithful to you. And friends, this is why I think it's so important that we take time to stop and consider and reflect upon our own story. When's the last time you've done this? When's the last time you've sat and thought about the last year, the last 5 years, the last 15 years, your whole life, and asked, what are some of the hardships in my life, and how has God delivered me from them? How has God blessed me, given me things that I just don't deserve? What are times in my life that I've rebelled against God, but experienced his forgiveness? Throughout the Old Testament, and especially here in Psalm 106, what we learn is that sitting down and doing that is the key to following God. Because what we're doing is that we're remembering all the times that he has remembered us. So friends, this week I want to encourage you, dive into your stories. Ask hard questions about them. Try and see all the places in which you've experienced hardship and redemption, the places you've experienced grace and forgiveness. And hold your story up in light of the gospel story so that you might remember God and all the times he's remembered his covenant promises towards you. So until tomorrow, stay well and do good.